Star Country 95.9. It's the Wild Man Morning Show. You're listening to Luke and Dave. Dave, you were telling me something about Reba McEntire being in the news again today, but not what we normally expect her for.
No, she, you know, she's got a lot of activities. You know, she's in addition to being one of the greats of all time for country music, she's also a businesswoman and a good businesswoman. Well, she was in the town of Atoka. That's just north of the Texas line.
Okay.
And she was apparently touring an old building. I don't know why she was touring it. Maybe she was thinking about purchasing it, making a business out of it or something, you know.
She's always in a new endeavor.
She's always involved in something. Well, anyway, the stairs crashed. They just collapsed while she was up there.
Somewhere between the second and third floor, I guess?
Yeah.
I saw the picture, and it looked like she was about three stories up when the fire department was taking her out the window.
Mm-hmm.
My buddy Charlie sent me a video this morning. I didn't get a chance to look at it, but I just happened to get here right after you refreshing my memory that we had a... We almost had a near tragedy with our country superstar, Reba McEntire.
Yeah, and, you know, I was looking at that picture, though, and I said, wait a minute. This the fireman is not wearing any bunker gear, no helmet, no nothing. So it must be something other than a fire that was involved in that.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, they're loaded up. They've got the oxygen tanks and the bunker gear. They're those big, heavy coats and a helmet and everything if it's a fire. And they did have the hook and ladder, and I'm surprised that the town of Atoka has a ladder truck, because that's, you know, there's not many tall buildings in Atoka.
We pass Atoka frequently. I can't remember if it's whenever we're going to Tulsa to see my aunt, or if we're going up to Ozark, Arkansas. I always get Atoka and Antlers mixed up. You know, you drive through all those little towns in Oklahoma, Atoka, Antlers, Henrietta. Mm-hmm. Wait, is it Arkansas? I get confused.
Well, there's a Henrietta, Arkansas, and a Henrietta, Texas.
There is.
Henrietta, Oklahoma, I mean.
That's the one that Troy Aikman
is from there, yeah. I know there's a Pizza Hut there.
Man, oh, man. I tell you what, I'm glad that she's safe, but it is impressive to hear that she is still out doing her thing. She's a working gal, you know. She's not sitting at home with her feet up. She's out touring these older buildings and
the other buildings she tours are stadiums, because that's where she plays.
That's right. And you know, she's going to be close soon. I think she's got a show in November 27th at Choctaw there in Durant, Oklahoma. So maybe we need to get out there and see her while we can.
That's in her neighborhood.
She's a tough gal. Here she is. She's coming right now on Star Country 95.9. It's Reba McEntire's Ain't Going Out Like That.
Attention, taco lovers. Taco Bell is offering a subscription service so you can enjoy more of what you love for less.
So it's like Netflix, but for tacos.
Exactly.
Did I die and go to heaven?
Nope. But speaking of death, side effects of the Taco Bell subscription may include obesity, clogged arteries, and IBS.
So I can eat Taco Bell every day and save money.
That's right. The only thing you wouldn't be saving is your heart and increased risk of diabetes.
Wow, Taco Bell subscription sounds like a cheesy dream come true.
For only $5 or $10 a month, you could jeopardize your health for life.
If that's not a good deal, I don't know what is.
Get your Taco Bell subscription today and up your chance that there will be no tomorrow.
I can't wait to die doing what I love.
All right, we're going to do this thing right, because I love Taco Bell. Taco Bell taco passes, I'll never run out of food. I'm going to start down in my mouth right now, no time to chew, because I got some taco passes, I eat so much I can't. I'm getting full with taco passes. It's my favorite food. Eat them all afternoon. I'm getting fat with taco passes. And Taco Bell's drive through, they'll give tacos to you.
Oh, I love Taco Bell.
Free Baptist Food Bank, a Fruitful Harvest Food Bank, Pine Forest Food Bank, and the Jehovah Jireh Food Pantry, and also Meal a Day, all depend on the food that's delivered from the food bank. And, you know, if you get enough people out there, loading, unloading an 18-wheeler is a lot easier. If only two people are there, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
And these are not just like you take up a couple sacks of hamburger buns and maybe a can of beans. These come in big, in cartons.
Oh.
Because there's a lot of people that they have to feed, and they distribute it and sort it out. And anyway, they need people on Mondays. If you show up between 9 and 9:30 at the food bank, it's a great... I think it's a great way to do some community service.
It sure is. You know, there's
not
some
like
folks
it's
that
a
really...
penalty or anything, but it's an honor to help your fellow man.
Well, there's some folks that really need that, and also these folks that are getting together, these agencies are getting together to provide these foods. They're donating a lot of their time and their energy. So, you know, that's part of the whole community effort. We all get together and it might take, what, an hour or two, tops, you know?
Tops, yeah.
But
Depending on how many people are there.
Exactly. The more people that get involved. So if you guys get a chance to, like you said, every Monday between 9 and 9:30, they will be there at the Nazarene Church of Nazarene parking lot.
Maybe you and I could go over this. We could play a music marathon and go over and help.
Okay.
And I'll watch you do it because you're big and strong, and you can lift a lot of that stuff, two or three of those boxes, and I'll watch.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we're going
like
to have to do it.
It's
Star Country 95.9. You're listening to Luke and Dave, the Wild Man Morning Show. We got a few words from our friends, and we'll be right back with more hits from your favorites on Star Country 95.9. Okay, so I was just talking about this incident that happened over the weekend. Apparently, Conor McGregor got into a altercation with rapper Machine Gun Kelly over the weekend at a red carpet event. The pair seemingly got into a scuffle with videos and photos hitting the internet showing Conor apparently throwing a drink at MGK. Sources tell TMZ the altercation happened after the fighter tried to get a photo with the rapper's girlfriend, Megan Fox. We got a funny little skit here, but Conor McGregor, Star Country 95.9.
I asked for a photo, he said no, you can't slide into my wife's DM. So I broke his spirit with a spirit of my own, and that is proper 12. So, you know, next time I see that man, I will snap him in half. Look, he was wearing Christmas decorations on his face, so I punched the baubles off his head, you know what I mean?
hopefully he'll stay out of trouble. We're going to try to do the same. Here's Florida Georgia Line with Sundays on Star Country 95.9. You know, my days are already so busy, I don't really have time to watch the news. Plus, I hate reading, but I want to seem intelligent. What can I do?
Have you tried making stuff up?
Huh?
Just make up facts. Lots of people do it, so why not you?
But isn't that lying?
Not if you believe it's the truth, then it's just a delusion.
I never thought of it that way. So I could just fabricate my own reality?
70% of the population already does it.
Wow, 70%?
I don't know. I just made that statistic up. See how easy it is?
Cool! Making stuff up will save me so much time.
Try making stuff up today. And remember, if you can't think of anything to make up, just listen to your idiot neighbor Terry. He's been doing it for years.
Well, Aunt Brittany's engaged. Y'all know she's 39 and he's only 27. Now, I ain't judging. Heck, if I ain't anything, I recommend dating a much younger guy. Shoot, I'm dating this younger now. I was born in 1998. 1998, y'all! I've been married, divorced, incarcerated, missing, set on fire, and clinically dead multiple times by 1998, but I'm still trucking. And if you're wondering where in the heck you can get a young stallion, well, there's all kinds of apps out there, Cougar Life, Wife Finder, Cougar D, but I personally like to capture cubs the old-fashioned way, back to like my Firebird done broke down in the parking lot of a junior college. There's something about a weathered woman begging for a jump start that really seems to get these young studs' engines revved up. Okay, y'all, I gotta go. Junior college started up again, and I can just feel in my loins that I'm about to have some car trouble.
Ready to call, and you're ready to pick